It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. You weathered the storm there okay, huh, Josh?
Well, I'm all dug out until the wind and the snowplows filled me back in.
Well, I'd give you another excuse to get your little tractor out and...
Four-wheeler,
that's right, and play in the snow.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy that. That's fun.
I thought you did. Yeah, you haven't had a lot of opportunity this year, but...
No, this one was something. It was probably some of the heaviest stuff I've had to move this season so
that's
far.
Probably more snow we've had all winter long. Moisture is okay, though. We need that, so...
It is.
And it's going to melt and turn into moisture here this week because we're going to be up toward pushing 70 by the end of the week.
Yeah, I saw that. Wednesday is supposed to be 48 with a high. I'm
that'll
like,
be a good thing. So, yeah. Get to keep your galoshes handy.
It'll waking up and it's one degree above zero this morning, and we're going to be by.
Yeah, not melting too much at the moment here. Anyway.
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand today, the VA Health and Benefits app has added new certificate of eligibility enhancements. What's that all about?
Yeah, March 5th, the VA put out a news release how veterans can now download their certificate of eligibility from the VA mobile app. For veterans, the certificate of eligibility is what you present to a lender to use your VA home loan guarantee. The certificate verifies eligibility for VA home loan benefits, making home buying more affordable and achievable for eligible veterans, service members, surviving spouses. With the latest update to the VA Health and Benefits mobile app, viewing the latest certificate of eligibility has never been more convenient. This enhancement enables eligible veterans to view their COE home loan letter in real time and take the next step towards homeownership. If the veteran does not have an active COE and wants to use their benefit, wants to make changes on their active COE, they should work directly with their mortgage lender or through VA.gov. This feature was deployed through a phased rollout from March 2nd to March 5th to ensure a smooth transition. I actually have the VA mobile app on my phone, and I went on it right before the show started. You go under... after you sign in and everything and you get the home screen, it does say if you're eligible, you can now view your certificate of eligibility home loan letter. You go under the benefits tab, and then there's, three sections. There's claims, there's VA letters and documents, and there's disability rating. You can go to VA letters and documents. It verifies your mailing address, and then you can review the letters. And you can get your benefit summary and service verification letter, your benefit verification letter, certificate of eligibility dash home loan letter. So that's the letter that we're talking about. You can also get your civil service preference letter, proof of service card, and service verification letter. But we're talking about the certificate of eligibility here. Click on it, certificate of eligibility, home loan letter, review letter, .. and here it comes up. So you can download this. You can save it to your phone, save it to a Google Drive, or however you decide to save documents. But it's available now, and even a guy like me who seldom uses this benefit app can find it fairly easily. Activation began with 5% of the users on March 2nd, expanded to 25% on March 3rd, 50% on March 4th, included with full deployment to all users on March 5th. So this phased approach must have worked well when they did everybody, because bing, bang, boom, it went from 5% to everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody in 4 days. So this update underscores VA's commitment to streamlining processes, reducing wait times, and empowering veterans with the tools they need to pursue VA home loan. The Health and Benefits mobile app, it's a VA app that continues to modernize the way veterans view their benefits by providing secure, convenient access to VA benefits and services, from healthcare appointments to benefit status updates. The app simplifies and improves the veteran experience. For more information about this update and its impact, you can go to the app itself. For more information, you can visit the VA Home Loan Program. Also, most lenders are able to obtain a veteran certificate of eligibility by bringing in, if the veteran brings in a copy of their DD-214, their release from active duty paperwork, to the lender, they can obtain one within 48 hours, from what I've been told. To obtain one from my office, we got to fill out an application that gets sent to, I think, Winston-Salem, North Carolina was the last place I remember, and then it gets mailed to the veteran. So it's a slower process, but download the app. You have to have an ID.me account in order to sign into the VA health and benefits, both online and on the app. But that's fairly easy to obtain, and you can get your certificate within a couple of clicks on your phone. So,
okay. Sounds easy enough.
How convenient. Yeah.
You can help them with that, too, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely, I can.
Yeah.
Give me a call at the office. I'm open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Pretty frozen again.
Frozen now, but Lyndon and Dan are doing a good job and clearing the snow.
Yep, the full-time job.
Yeah. Well, for the next day and a half, it might well be, but and then Mother Nature will do the rest of it.
There you go.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. It's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around before popping in. But walk-ins are always welcome. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5E3. Turn on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, like I said, it's always better to call. Make sure I'm around 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we will chat again next Monday morning. In the meantime, have fun with your four-wheeler.
Oh, yeah, and stay warm.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, Josh. All right.
Josh Benega, Lac Parel, Veteran Service Officer, with another edition of Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parel County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.